Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. Kindness. It might be the most important thing that we share with those that we love and with those that we don't even know. Welcome the stranger, the Bible says, for you never know when you are in the company of angels. This past week, while we were at the Cape Lookout National Seashore, I got word that my brother was dying. The actual medical facts are somewhat convoluted, but a combination of pneumonia, kidney failure, and a massive heart attack resulted in him being medevaced to Vanderbilt Hospital. Ironically, that's where he went for undergraduate school. The medical personnel were heroic in their efforts to save him, but his situation was beyond heroics. He died on Tuesday. Now, I share this with you for a few reasons. I value each of you so much and the support and prayer that I know you will offer to me and to my family. Also, I wanted to say a little bit and speak a little bit about the person that Robert was. He embodied the word kindness. He picked up stray dogs on the side of the road and took them to the vet, found homes for them, and cared for them, or helped find their owner. I can remember visiting him one time, and I said to his wife, Jill, I said, well, where's Robert? Oh, he's driving around with a dog. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, this dog he found on the side of the road, so he's going around in that neighborhood trying to find out whose dog it is. He sponsored and supported multiple young people that showed potential and talent, but lacked support and resources. I could go on, but the most important thing that I want to remember about Robert is how kind he was. Theologian Frederick Buechner offers this meditation. We find by losing. We hold fast by letting go. We become something new by ceasing to be something old. This seems to be close to the heart of that mystery. I know no more now than I ever did about the far side of death as the last letting go of all. But I begin to know that I do not need to know that, and I do not need to be afraid of not knowing. God knows. That's all that matters. And out of nothing, he creates something. Out of the end, he creates a beginning. Out of selfness, we grow. By his grace towards selfishness and out of that final selfishness, which is the loss of self altogether, eye hath not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, what new marvels will bring to pass next. All is lost, all is found. And if such words sound childish, so be it. Out of each old self that dies, some precious essence is preserved for the new self that is born. And within the child self that is part of all of us, there is perhaps nothing more precious than the fathomless capacity to trust. These words speak to the importance of trusting God in our not knowing and in letting go of the things that belong to God. We celebrate the birth of our country this week, and the word freedom is right out there in our history, in our lives, in our individual struggles. And I invite all of you to find a new freedom in a process of letting go, something that just is holding on to you that you're so afraid to let go of. Let it go and find something new. Let God be God and spend our time and energy on being the person that God created us and called us to be. Be kind. Live in the murky mire of all that is political and get back to the basics. In God we trust. The future holds so much for us. One of the strengths of this place is the boundless hospitality that comes naturally from each one of you. Each week, when you leave this place and go out those doors, you go on a mission trip. And that mission is to bring the good news to all people, all people to offer a cup of cold water to those who thirst. The reference to little ones in our passage this morning doesn't have to be limited to the concept of children. It can be a concept of those that are homeless, marginalized, poor, who probably cannot right now in their lives fend for themselves, who need to be cared for. The heart of understanding this text for me is to grasp the unlimited possibilities of the church, to dream big, to think big. Last week, the words of Jesus to his disciples, including us, are pretty clear that we have a responsibility to bring people into the kingdom both now and for eternity. Now, we can get all caught up in trying to understand what the ramifications might be if some people don't accept the good news. And we want desperately to understand it all, and by trying to understand it all, we miss the point. And this is where we need to let go. See, God gets it because God created it. Let God be God. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God in our spiritual worship. We try not to do the things that we know we're supposed to do sometimes because it's difficult. But sometimes believing and following and trusting in God, at least for me, can be difficult. But we are to do the work that we are called to do and not take away the work that belongs to God. It is not our place to judge. It is not our place to interpret every word of Scripture the way we want to interpret it. It's our place to let the Holy Spirit work in those ways through the words written, through our actions. Do the work that we are to do and let God do God's work. Be kind. Trust God. Proclaim the good news. Let go and imagine what the possibilities are for us individually and in this place. This church is about to bust open into a new ministry, a new mission of spreading good news, of welcoming, of hospitality. And it's pretty exciting. I don't know about you all, but I am extremely excited because God really has something fabulous planned for us. So let go and imagine what those possibilities might be, because they're limitless. In Buechner's reflections about his fear of, are about his fear of death and his letting go of that fear. But as I read it, his words also applied to me to the letting go of those things that I cling to because I fear what will happen if I let them go. He says, remember, out of each old self that dies, some precious essence is preserved for the new self that is born. And within the child self that is part of us, there is perhaps nothing more precious than the fathomless capacity to trust. So in God we trust. Let us live that trust. Let us live into that trust and do what it is that we need to do for God and the world. Do what you do because of what is, not what might be. What is that we are loved unconditionally by God, and we are called to practice that same love. Be kind. Trust God. Proclaim the good news. Let go. And imagine what the possibilities are for us. Amen. Please stand.